Hey, Zero Block 30 listeners, you can find us every Tuesday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Prime members can also listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Reveille, reveille, reveille!
It's a Thursday edition here on Zero Block 30, and today we are going to do a little bit of a draft. It's going to be a different type of draft. We are going to draft all
Can
kinds
Can I give
of...
a clue?
Yes.
Do-do-do, do-do-do. No, no, that's not the song.
No, that was the draft tone. That was the draft
tone. Hold on. Are you ready for some football?
Yeah, that's it.
Saturday morning.
Yep.
Are you ready for some bow chicken?
Love bow, that Tuesday Saturday morning night, football.
It's
football.
Oh, that's Saturday morning NFL.
That's Saturday morning NFL.
Are you gonna
NFL
toss
football?
The pigskin? We're tossing that pigskin spiral.
So what we're gonna do today is we're gonna take all the NFL anybody that's in the NFL, I would say world, doesn't have to be a player, doesn't have to be a coach or an owner or anything like that. If you are affiliated with the NFL in any real way, you can be selected. And what we're going to try to do, and I think this is going to be our theme moving forward, we're going to try to fill out a squad. We're going to do the same thing that we did last week. We're going to have a squad leader, a fire team leader, and three Joes. We're going to do the same thing with NFL personalities. Nick, our guy, has already had the order gone. We've picked numbers. Kaz is going first. I'm going second. Kate is going third. And we also are going to have our integrity check. Nick's going to come on the screen for a little bit of integrity check to tell us what round and who is going to miss what round.
All right, the integrity violator this week is Captain Kaz. You go to a Navy game, no post for a whole half? Come on, man. I have no choice as Commissioner Che to dock you a first-round pick next week.
Barstool Sports and Foreplay have partnered up with Skillz, the leading sports skill training brand, to develop co-branded golf training aids that will help you improve your game. The Skillz Barstool Golf line was designed to help sharpen every aspect of your game from tee to green. The products help you develop your swing, whether it's gaining distance, improving accuracy, chipping around the greens, or dialing in your putting. All products are made by golfers for golfers. They were developed by industry experts who understand the game. Skillz Barstool Golf products are now available at golfgalaxy.com/barstool or in store at Golf Galaxy and select Dick's Sporting Goods House of Sport locations.
I actually agree, Kaz. It was fucking egregious for you to talk about the game on the show on Thursday and then zero post, almost an entire half, nothing that you're there with Barstool Sports credentials that you posted online that you had it there. Normally, I wouldn't even care, but you got Barstool Sports credentials. Had to do it. Had to call you out on that. That one was egregious, your response.
Wow. And even Che noticed it just on his own. Pretty crazy. No one tipped him off or anything.
I mean, it's very clear that you two have conspired to tell Stephen Che about this, and I'm guessing it was Kate.
No, we don't care about Che. I want you to address the fact that you didn't do this.
If you think I pay attention to football, first of all, you're crazy.
The reason
you're seeing this draft.
Yeah, I just wasn't in a position in the first half to share anything on social.
Even when you before the before the game, you weren't.
I mean. What was I going to share at a tailgate? Like that we
yeah,
were
what would you,
cooking
what
up
would
breakfast
you share
sandwiches?
Going to games that we have that we make an entire industry out of. What would you do there?
Chaps, you look like you're pretty upset, dude.
Unbelievable.
You're pretty upset because I beat you guys for the third week in a row in the draft?
You didn't beat us. I gave you one of the wins. Another integrity violation. I can't believe that you would even take that. Classic officer behavior.
Are you
taking
about
the
to
listen.
Cry?
Unbelievable.
Are you about to cry?
That's your always your response.
Are you
is you're
going to
cry? Because you don't
are
have
you
anything.
Cry?
You didn't do it. Lazy Kaz. That's what people are saying. Not me. Lazy Kaz lost his first pick.
The draft we're doing, though, NFL. It can be anything NFL.
Anything.
Anything NFL as we kick off the season.
Yeah,
I'm an Eagles fan.
Kaz was going to go first, but I guess I will go first now. And Kaz will have to come in at the end. So first overall pick, I guess second overall pick. Are we going to have it as the first overall pick or listed as a second?
Yeah, we'll call it the second, but it's the first in spirits. But we will call it the second.
Okay. This one I don't want to do because I'm not a huge fan of the guy, but you can't knock him. It's not like I'm a lover of this dude and absorb everything he does. Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback of all time, 7-time champion. I feel like if you're going to have anybody leading your squad, you might want to have one that's been to like 10 fucking Super Bowls. That'd be a good one.
Yeah, but what are you going to do when he's at sick call for the eighth week in a row with more plastic surgery?
And he's never missed, available? But he's only missed that one season.
He missed the first 2 weeks of training
practice.
Camp.
I'm not worried about practice. I have my squad leaders miss stuff. They got squad leadership to do. They can go golfing. That's fine.
Okay. All right.
Kate?
I was almost afraid you were going to take mine. I'm glad that you didn't, because I don't think there's anything more powerful in the NFL than what I'm about to say.
Well, can I just say, before you say anything, I'm so excited to hear all your picks.
I have no idea
what direction you're going to take this, and I can't wait. Go ahead.
I would say my pick is one of the most powerful symbols in the NFL and in America. And my pick for first round, my commander, is Jerry Jones's teeth. Okay. We're talking pure diamond ivory. And that's plastic surgery paid for by American oil and
diamond
American
ivory
gas.
Is a new thing, I believe.
American and oil and gas. The man, these teeth represent someone who's worth $15.2 billion. We're talking the teeth of an American Dallas businessman. Teeth that still glisten underneath the brim of a cowboy hat. What's more American than that? Find me a more American, yet a more sinister and powerful smile in all of the NFL. To me, those teeth are America.
So you didn't want to include the whole Jerry Jones, and then that would also include his teeth. You just want
just the teeth.
Just Jerry Jones.
Not the
teeth.
Money that goes along with it. None of the other stuff. Just the simple teeth.
I think you'll all see when the voting is done at the end of this week. Jerry Jones strikes a chord. You say Jerry Jones's teeth, I'm listening.
Brought to you by our good friends at Roman. Roman swipes are convenient over-the-counter swipes that are clinically proven to help you last longer in bed. They are uniquely formulated to help reduce overstimulation without eliminating the sensation altogether. That's a big problem in this industry, but not for Roman, my friends. In 2019, they are proven to increase time to orgasm by more than 4 times. To use, you just remove the disposable wipe from your discreet pocket-sized pack, swipe it on your most intimate parts, and then allow it to dry for 5 minutes. When you use it as directed, Roman swipes leaves no scent or taste, so there's no transfer to your partner. Taste is important, my friends. You don't want that bitter alcohol taste. No. They are safe, effective, and no prescription is needed. All swipes orders included 2 free-day shipping and arrived in unmarked packaging. Try it today for as little as $2.70 per wipe. I mean, if you can increase your sex time by 4 times for $2.75, that's a great damn deal. Try the swipes today with a special offer just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order at GetRoman.com/ZBT today. That's GetRoman.com/ZBT for 20% off your order.
Okay. What about him?
All right. You go again, coming back around.
I do?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you all do. Right, it's a snake trap.
I say this. Yeah, I hope HR is okay with this. Gentlemen, I'd like you to reach down and hold on to your, I'll say it, penises.
Okay.
Hold on tight, because this is going to literally blow them
off
across
the room.
Khan's not
doing it. I see his hands. He's not grabbing his penis.
Okay, well, his dick's about to get blown off.
There he is. Now he is.
Whitney Houston and Super Bowl XXV.
Oh, love that pick. That's a fantastic pick.
Operation Desert Storm is only on its 10th day. And there goes Whitney Houston delivering the most moving rendition, I'll say, of all time, of the Star Spangled Banner, as 70,000 fans wave tiny American flags and a bunch of F-16s are about to fly overhead.
So
everybody on both teams, full erections, boners, there was cum everywhere.
There was so much
sobbing.
Cum.
Goosebump City. It was.
So I'm confused.
We're
are
weeping
you picking,
like babies.
Are you picking Whitney Houston?
It's together. It's Whitney Houston singing. I'll say Whitney Houston's Star Spangled Banner at the Super Bowl.
The whole moment.
Yes, the moment.
And I would say that would also include all the people watching at home on TV that were emotional too.
Yes, I'm saying if you took the energy from that moment,
you're taking that 4 minutes in time.
That's who's on my fire team. That aura is on my fire team. Put that next to Jerry Jones's teeth. Try and stop us, motherfuckers.
Okay.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good, Kate.
Thank you. I like that one.
All right. My second pick that I'm going to go, and I'm going to pick a Joe in this spot. For one of my Joes, I'm actually picking the Black Hole from the Raiders. All those Raider fans are going to be on my squad. That's scary. Have a little intimidation factor. You're going to be rolling through. Imagine I'm going through somewhere with a Humvee. Next thing you know, the entire Black Hole comes out wearing their mask and shit. I got the Black Hole.
Okay, fair. That's it gives very much like Braveheart kind of war vibes. You're coming out looking crazy, and I'm intimidated, and you got something going there. All
right. That's right.
Appreciate that. Not very American. Not very NFL-ish.
Oh, okay. I disagree. It's in Las Vegas, one of the most American cities. Gluttony, that's a big time American trait.
True. Fair. Okay.
Your fair. First pick.
All right. I maybe misinterpreted, but my picks are nothing like your picks.
Sad, sad boy.
Kate, how much? I mean, come on, Kate. You're showing the first three drafts. Are you in position to talk?
I honestly think I'm crushing this one.
Fantastic first two picks, though, Kate. I gotta say.
Thank you.
All right. I mean, what's a fire squad without a gigantic meathead? So my first pick is Gronk, Rob Gronkowski.
That's a good pick.
He's a great fun to be around. I mean, I've never hung out with him, but he seems like he's a great time to be around. Likes to hit, is very physical, in great shape.
You need to make sure that he only wants to do bottom 69, because that fella is huge. If he's on top, you don't want to be the bottom on this 69.
No, crush your head like a watermelon.
Oh, yeah. You got to be
like a hippo's mouth.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. All right. And then for my next pick, I want to go with a leader who is well respected, a person who can relate to his players. So I'm going to go with Coach Mike Vrabel. Guy's a winner. He won as a player. He's winning now as a coach. Very much a player's coach, so I think he could be my squad leader, no problem. So, Mike,
are you just picking that because you want to hang out with him because he's really good looking and seems very fun?
Yeah, it doesn't hurt to have a good looking squad.
He is very and has he's a crushing handshake. Like we talked about it in the other draft when we met at I met him at the Super Bowl in Houston, and he came up and I was pretty fresh out of the Marine Corps still. And he fucking just destroyed my hand, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I thought it was, that little baby hand? Like, I thought it was going to be that bit that Joey and Pat have on theirs. It was like the fist that you're going to get fisted with. I think that's what my hand looked like whenever I was done. All right, so I'm up with my second pick. I am going to pick. No, wait, is this my second pick or third pick? Third pick.
This is your third pick. Chef.
Okay, third. So I'm going to pick the people who are responsible for opening the doors at Cowboy Stadium when they're allowed to come in, because those people, as soon as you open the doors, the floodgates need to go. In your squad, you need people that are willing to stop people, that are going to form that natural boundary around. Nobody does that better than keeping Cowboys fans out of the stadium on Thanksgiving Day. I'm picking the people who open the stores at the doors at
Cowboy. So Cowboys security.
No, just the door openers.
Oh, so for AT&T Stadium, and you want it. Would you clarify these as the ushers or door openers?
I would say door openers / ticket takers. I think it's the same job.
Love that.
Okay.
Kate?
All right. I'm stuck between two here in which order, but I'm going to go with NFL cheerleaders in Kuwait. If you were an NFL cheerleader worth your salt at any time.
I feel like you got to be a little more specific here. You want to pick all cheerleaders?
Well, I know the ones that stick out in my mind that I feel like we're always doing the circuit. Surprisingly, the Broncos cheerleaders were pretty much give them a combat action ribbon. They were just over there constantly, I feel like. And then of course. But I don't want to even say the name anymore. Dallas, yes.
But I feel like the Dolphins are there too.
The Broncos, and the Dallas cheerleaders were the ones I saw most in my buddy's Facebook stories back in the day when they deployed, and they'd be like, look who's here, it's the Broncos cheerleaders again. They were always there.
Normally, I don't think you would go, but at that time, you don't see people that aren't like military members themselves that are wearing military uniforms. If you're a dude over there and you're looking to look at any lady, one that's coming over in a cheerleading outfit, you haven't seen that in a while in the flesh.
And that's it's either your first time in a while or it's your last time before you head over to the sandbox. For those who don't know, Kuwait is like one of the main last stops before you went to war, or your first stop when you were coming back.
Almost uses like a staging area of sorts.
And so that's where they try and jam you full of the most morale. So like there'd be kind of better meals there. And then they bring in like comedians or actors, or the USO tours would go there. Mm-hmm. And almost always there would be some group of NFL cheerleaders going through. So I just feel like, cheerleaders in Kuwait. NFL cheerleaders in Kuwait.
That's good. And your pick is up again because you got the wraparound pick.
Excellent. This is more again of the
is this your
aura
last pick?
Of America.
Is this Kate's last pick?
This is Kate's fourth pick.
Fourth pick.
Okay, good, because I have two. Fights in the nosebleeds. Find me something more American than a Jets fan. He's a hardened old timer in the elevator union in New York City, and he's smashing the back of the skull of a drunk Bills fan right in the dome in section 692. And they don't even know what they're fighting about. Their wives are screaming, in
the 600 section. Other people
are cheering them on. The Jets fan is holding the Bills fan over the ledge. Everyone has their cell phones out instead of helping. There's beer flying everywhere. There's food flying everywhere. And it goes viral at the end. And we're all sitting at home going, that's fucking NFL. That's what it's all about. Football.
Now, a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. If you haven't tried BetterHelp yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Me, Kate, Cons, we've all used it. It's wonderful. My wife uses it. One of my favorite things about this program and using BetterHelp is the fact that you can log on to their website. You can see when your therapist is going to be available, and you can pick it. And you can pick if you want to do a virtual meeting or not virtual. If you want to do a video, if you want to do phone, if you want to do text, if you want to do email. You can have basically any type of communication that you want to, but you don't have to go to a brick and mortar place, which ends up costing you time. When I used to go across town 25 minutes away, I'd have to stop what I'm doing, work 15 minutes before leaving. Then that's a 45 minutes added on to the front, 45 minutes added on to the back. So basically my hour long appointment now is over 3 hours or 2 hours or whatever it is. This is much more convenient. It's the same great type of therapist. And if you don't like the first one or the second one or the third one, you can switch to another one. They make it so easy. Go to betterhelp.com/zero today. You're going to get 10% off. That's betterhelp.com/zero. That is what it's all about. Excellent
Thank
job.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
So my pick, this pick four for me or five? Four?
I think four. It was between that and punching a horse in the mouth, but that's more Eagles specific.
Well, you get one more pick, so you might want to say that
carry
one.
Carry on. I'm not going with that.
Okay. My next one is Kyler Murray. And Kyler Murray, I think, represents so many things that troops do. You have a guy unbelievably talented in multiple sports, an incredible athlete, probably doesn't even have to really train that much. He's just born gifted that way. But like a lot of really gifted troops that do well on their PFTs and shooting and shit like that, he also has a problem concentrating on the job at hand. He likes to play video games too much when Call of Duty is released. He even has to have it part of his contract that he has to study the game film. I think Kyler Murray is the perfect, just regular old Joe. Very talented, but needs a little direction.
Yeah, and you know what else is good about Kyler Murray? If we just take him at face value for his athletic ability, Kyler Murray would definitely be the guy in the squad. I was going to go to Florida State. I had a full ride, but I decided to join the Army instead or Marines instead type guy. Yeah. We all
And you look at him and he's like 6'1". You're like, sure you did. I had like Heisman-level talent. I swear to God. Sure you did. You're 6'1".
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what else, too? Yeah, you know certain names kind of lend themselves to the military? Mm-hmm. Can't you hear Murray?
Oh, where the fuck?
Murray. I feel like Murray just lends itself to being yelled at.
Yeah and also Murray, I mean, 6 foot, even though he's tiny for the NFL, very normal size for the military. Very normal. He wouldn't be viewed as small, just in great shape. In fact, he would go from being small is like a bad thing for him to I think his size being huge. Like he would go on all kinds of meritorious boards and things like that just based on of how good a shape he is and how he would look in uniform.
Good buddy.
Absolutely. Yeah, if you're skinny, you just look better in a suit or a uniform or anything.
I mean, military reasons. I fucking crushed that pick. That was an unbelievable pick and explanation by me.
Not gonna lie, I am looking up Kyler Murray right now.
Chaps, I gotta tell you. So I was like, you look at your list that you make of your picks and you hope like the other people in the draft are not going to take your picks so you can get them, and we just never have to worry about that with Kate because I just didn't
different brain. Yeah.
All right. For my next pick,
so you got two in a row, right?
Yes.
Hans has two in a row
the
now.
Fourth round, fifth round,
and then Kate will have their last pick, and then Hans will up the go rib, with his, you know, his violation pick.
You would think it wouldn't be that confusing with only three of us, but for some reason,
I don't know how they do it over Chicago. Yeah.
All right. So, I mean, you want somebody who you feel comfortable with in the trenches. And I think when you look back in the history of the NFL, I think there are very few people who you think, okay, that guy could actually have killed somebody on the field playing football. And this is one of them. Some would argue the number one. And I'm going with Lawrence Taylor. That is somebody I would go to war with. He has definitely got a few screws loose, probably a liability on the weekends because we don't know where he's going to be, what hotel we're going to find him in. But hey, he always showed up to work, came ready to play. So I'm taking LT.
Even if it was on a little cocaine, doing a little nose beers. I mean, listen.
I'd say preferably.
Your star troop has a choice, doing nose beers or doing weed. I mean, nose beers, you're only popping 3 days after. Weed, it's sticking around your system for like 3 weeks. You just got to pick your poison there.
Yeah. So
this is not a message to any troops listening.
No, whatever.
And the other thing about LT, he was a very personable guy. So he would probably make friends with whoever he needed to get a heads up. Hey, when's the piss test coming?
Yeah,
so
but out of uniform with that earring con, it's going to be a problem.
Wait, what's the regs on earrings when you're
uniform? You guys are allowed to wear them outside of work. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah. So, all right. And then, gosh, I have so many choices here and I don't know which direction I want to take this thing. All right. I think I got two tough guys. Well, three tough guys, really. I need somebody who's going to like do well for us in, you know, the battalion field day when we start to do like flag football and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to take Josh Allen because he'll just be able to go out there. And he's the guy, maybe dropped out of ROTC, dropped out of college, you know, was playing on the football team, but can come in for the two-hand touch game and just run things and then maybe go ahead and win the posts flag football championship.
You're right, though. Every now and then for PT, our officers and like our higher enlisted would be like, let's do flag football because they wanted to do it. And they would like take the draft of us enlisted like seriously and then pit us against it. And then several of them would take it like very seriously. Like they'd get super fucking into it. Like same with, we would do pickup basketball.
A battalion
sometime.
Commander kicked the fucking major out whenever I was there. Cause he's acting so really crazy. Yeah.
Every now and then you'd be walking somewhere and we had a court in the middle of our barracks that the higher ups would play on. Sometimes they'd be like, no, you're not going anywhere. You get on the court. You're on my, like they would get like real competitive sometimes. And so that's a good choice. That is a serious thing.
There was a major and we used to play pretty consistently at Quantico and they would like the colonel was there. The major was there and everybody from like the command shed would come and play during lunch hour a lot of times. And so we would all be playing and this major he played some sport in college. I don't remember what it was, but it was like at NC State or some shit like that. I think it was baseball, but he was just, you knew he was the ultra competitive type of guy. Anything that was competitive, he needed to win. And it was like a neurotic thing, which you're looking at like, dude, it's just fucking pickup basketball. But he was fouling the fuck out of these Lance corporals and corporals, like hard fouls and calling him a pussy and all kinds of shit like playing. And the battalion commander, finally, he was like, you know what? Get the fuck out. Go back to your office, Major. And like, or Brian or whatever his name was.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, sir, and like went away. How embarrassed you must be as a major to get told to go back by your colonel because you lost your temper playing pickup basketball with some Lance corporals.
Yeah,
ooh, that's supposed to have some, people going.
Some bearing. You're supposed to have some bearing when you're a major. Clearly, he did not.
All right, so I'm up next. Go ahead, Kate.
Oh, I've got so many more flag football anecdotes, chaps. I used to do co-ed flag football here in Manhattan, and it was supposed to be like
every week. There's something weird that you did that I had no idea.
Yeah, I would play in Chelsea on Sunday nights. It was in a league that I paid to be in, and then there'd be a social afterwards. It was a good way to meet people when I first
percentage
moved to New York.
Of games you showed up to.
Like literally all of them.
Really?
I got like
you
really
up for
it.
Bocce ball and you didn't do that.
No. Well, but Kate's competitive. I think flag football is a little more competitive than bocce. Bocce's more of like a leisure sport, whereas flag football is competitive. So I could see
Kate's
her
sneaky competitive. I would say on this podcast, competitiveness, Con's number one, then Kate, and then me. I just don't give a fuck. Like I used to really care. Now I don't.
There's
when
Grand
we do
Canyon
contests here at Barstool,
gap.
If you look, I usually wind up towards the top. I usually make it pretty far because I actually like I do get kind of
you
but
fake
anyway,
it, but when it's actually time, you do care.
Oh yeah, somewhere in there I care. But I used to play, and some of the it was like this was like a light co-ed, like make friends, blah blah blah. And there would be guys like clotheslining chicks out there, like they it got people get crazy. Anyway,
that's good. It. I like that fairness.
Yeah.
You're gonna play.
True.
Today's show is also brought to you by our good friends at Rocky Boots. Rocky Boots designed their boots to keep the men and women safe, comfortable, and looking good so they can focus on their mission and not on their boots. Check out their S2V boot, the Jordans of the military boots. They're lightweight, comfortable, very compliant. They have drainage vents like the jungle boots, so you're not going to get all wet, nasty, and gross. If you're out of the service, you're covered by Rocky too. They specialize in hunting and work boots that keep you comfortable and safe. Go to rockyboots.com, enter the promo code ZBT at checkout. You're going to get 25% off the best pair of boots in the biz. It's the only kind of boots I wear, only kind of boot Kate wear, only kind of boot Cons wear, only boots that you should wear is rockyboots.com with the promo code ZBT for 25% off at checkout.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm up next with my fifth pick.
Yep.
This one is I'm going to go with the one that I think is going to do well in the draft. I'm picking the Bills Mafia. I'm picking the entire Bills Mafia. They're going to come be on my squad. Have them. I mean, with the Joes that I have, I got the Black Hole. I got Kyler Murray and Bills Mafia. It's a pretty good Joe group there. So I'm going to stick with it. I'm going to go with Bills Mafia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Catherine, your last pick.
Oh, God, this is tough. I'm stuck between two.
I can only imagine.
God. Can I guess one?
I want to try to guess. Cons gets one guess and I'll get one guess. Cons, you get to go first with your
comment. I was just going to say, Kate, pick whatever you're going to pick and then you can say your other picks. I promise you it's not something I'm going to pick, but I'm curious.
Probably not going
to
get picked, but I'm thinking, are you kind of leaning towards the Eagle mascot?
No, she's leaning towards the people who threw batteries at Santa.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
No, and by the way, we did a reason. Did that for a reason, and it gets overblown.
I'm sorry. What reason is there?
One of her things. She protects those folks.
It was a garbage team with a garbage management and a garbage stadium. It was freezing cold. They were all stuck out in the snow and the ice and the rain, waiting around. And then some doofus decides to run out in front of the fans dressed like Santa. Okay, you're going to get batteries thrown at you here in Philadelphia.
But why do you have batteries with you is my question.
Anyways, my pick is, this is tough. I'm going to go with no free ads.
Right.
USAA commercials. Buddy, tis the season.
It really
you
is.
You can't watch it. Say your eyes are a butthole and a USAA commercial is a fist. Bam. All season long. Just fisted, really.
Yeah. Getting fisted.
Yep. So, no free ads.
USAA.
They have the worst ads, too. Like those.
I know.
That dog handler that they have. Like, oh, it's a dog handler.
Look at this. Now I got a Pomeranian because I'm different. Shut up. Like, that's just stupid. USAA. Unbelievable.
Yeah. But right, cons, basically, every break.
Cons, I think this is your makeup pick.
Yeah. Oof. Gosh, I'm between two larger fellows here, and they're both deep into the barbecue game because I want to have somebody who can come to the unit barbecue and cook and man the grill. And I'm really
Brandon Walker and Ben Mintz.
Yeah, that's it. Those are my choices.
Okay.
I'll go with Nick Mangold. Guy's going to be in the Hall of Fame. He has his own barbecue sauce, so we would have an endless supply of barbecue sauce at the company functions. So I think he would be a great choice. And also, probably would have been really pretty good in the military had he decided to go that route. And he's got a beard that would be excellent for the Special Forces.
Very good beard. Yeah, Nick Mangold. No doubt about that. All right, Nick, do you want to go through who had what?
Total squads? Sure. All right, so for cons, we have Nick Mangold, Rob Gronkowski, Mike Vrabel, Lawrence Taylor, and Josh Allen.
And did you specify what spots those are going to be in, cons?
So who's your squad leader?
I think it automatically, moving forward, it goes in order of top to bottom.
Okay, that's fair.
No, because you could pick, if you wanted to pick a Joe first, like Gronk was would have been my first pick. I still took him first, but he would be a Joe, and I would have just taken him first.
Fair enough.
But yeah, no.
Mike Vrabel is your squad leader, I believe.
He's my squad leader. Josh Allen's my fire team, and then the rest are my Joes.
Okay.
Got it. And Chaps, I have yours. You have Tom Brady as your squad leader. You have Black Hole from the Raiders as a Joe. AT&T Stadium door openers. Is that your...
Yeah, that's my fire team leader because they're ready to go.
That's your fire team leader because they're ready to go. You have Kyler Murray as a Joe and Bills Mafia as a Joe. For Kate, Kate, is Jerry Jones's teeth your squad leader?
That's, yeah, that's the top banana.
And then Whitney Houston's Star Spangled Banner. Is this your...
That's absolutely. Team
leader. Yeah. If you need a team leader to get someone fired up, everyone is wrecked.
That's fair, yeah.
And then it's round out your Joes with the NFL NFL cheerleaders in Kuwait.
Fun in the smoke pit. Got them smoking and joking with me. We're having a good time.
The fans in the nosebleed section.
Yes. Right? Yes, and then that's who you want in the bar fight out in Oceanside.
I feel bad that Nick has to find pictures for all these graphics.
What are you putting on the graphic for those, Nick?
About it is because we have such strict rules now at Barstool. It used to be Wild West. I could put anything as a thumbnail I wanted to. A tit, whatever. Did not matter. Now it has to come from Getty Images. Good luck finding some of these pics.
I'm going to be searching.
I guess Jerry Jones' teeth should be fairly easy.
Jerry Jones' big smile will be my first search. And then rounding out Kate's squad, she has the USAA commercials for Joe.
Thank you.
That's very good. All right, we'll do a little bit of extra leftovers. Who do you got for his cons?
Certainly, because he actually was in a squad, I think Rocky Blyer would have been a good pick. And then also, I mean, there's just a whole host of people that you could put in the military. So I won't go down the list, but I think Rocky was the one really worth mentioning there.
Kate, you got any?
So my other one was just those salute to service jerseys. Anytime you go to a stadium for any NFL game, you see them. I feel like each team issues them once a year because each team does a salute to service game
where November,
it has the camouflage ribbon and the military colors. And they're always pretty cool looking. That and then being at games when they make you stand up and I'm always like, no, I'm not gonna stand. And my dad's like, Catherine, stand. Come on, you gotta let everybody know. Come on. My dad's from the Bronx.
When they're like, hey, all veterans, please stand.
And my dad's like, come on, give me the afterglow.
One of my buddies, Andrew, we used to go to a lot of Spurs games together, and we would take some of the junior Marines with us because at Spurs games, middle of the year, whenever they were pretty bad, you could get tickets for $3 or $4 for nosebleeds. So we would buy a couple tickets and bring some Marines with us. And as soon as that part, the Spurs do that every single game, stand up, we would stay seated and just right to our Marines, that were right by us, really appreciative. And they were always super embarrassed, but it was a good time to do that. I have my leftover. I drafted Bills Mafia, but I really thought about just drafting the dildo that Bills Mafia throws onto the field during the game. I think having a dildo in the group just to share would work, but I think you could use your buffer for that as well.
Oh, okay. You know what? I once did dildos, Bills Mafia. I once did, and you'd be proud of me for this one.
A blog?
Where is it? I did a blog where I picked a whole series of dildos and then I matched them to certain plays that could happen on a field and which dildo would go with which play and why you would throw that and for what, you know what I'm saying? So I guess
were Jerry Jones' teeth involved in that one?
No, they were not. But I do think about Jerry Jones' teeth a lot.
He does have some pretty remarkable teeth. When you have that level of money and you live in Dallas, you're going to get some good cosmetic teeth. You just don't.
I mean, they're better, but I feel like it was back in 2010-ish era when he really got them done. And he did this interview on 60 Minutes or something like that, where you were just remember? It was when Regis Philbin got his teeth done and was on whatever that game show he was on. So You Want to Be a Millionaire?
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
And I remember everybody was this was when that kind of surgery was new. And everybody was holy fuck, look at that guy's teeth. They're so white.
Anyway, had a dude named Staff Sergeant Manthi who was at Quantico with us. And I didn't grow up with people getting fucking veneers and super expensive fake teeth and shit like that. I had no idea that you could even do it. And he came out to be the kennel master where we were at Quantico. And I remember so many of the Marines being how does this dude have legit perfect teeth? They were as white as Kanz's headphones. They were just perfectly white and brilliant, about an inch and a half long. They looked immaculate across the top. And then another older person that was probably about my age now, like a Gunnier Master, but like, you see Staff Sergeant Manthi's teeth? What the fuck, man? Those are unbelievable teeth. Like, you dumb motherfuckers, those are fake. Of course they look perfect. Why would you get shitty looking fake teeth? Like,
I remember when I went through Paris Island, like, my teeth are fucked up. Like, if you ever see me up close, talk to me up close, like, they're real uneven. They're especially not. My bottom teeth, you never see them because I'm one of those weird top tooth people. But they're terrible. and I've always eaten junk food, whatever. I remember going through dental on Paris Island, and the dental hygienist was like, oh my god, you don't know how refreshing it is to get a good set of teeth in here. You actually brush your teeth, don't you? And I was like, yes, I do. She was like, nobody else coming through here does.
Everybody's, she should have met you during the pandemic. She had to talk to you about it. Remember?
That's right. I stopped brushing them because I was like, where am I going? Who gives
yuck
a fuck?
Mouth, yeah.
I went
that's
days.
Not how it works.
I went there. There was like woolly mammoth fuzz on my teeth. I just did not care.
How did you live like that? Like, how did that buddy. Bother you?
We had, and that's something every parent, like if you talk to just about any parent, all kids go through like a nasty phase where they're not bathing as much. I'm sure both of you guys did it too. Your parents tell you to go take a shower. You don't want to. You turn the shower on, just kind of sitting there hanging out, fucking with like the different bottles and looking through the pill cabinets and shit like that, doing all that stuff. Every kid does that. I finally had to sit McCartney down the other day and talk to him about it because they came out of the bathroom and they're like, after the pool. And I was like, did you wash your hair? Yeah, it was dry. And I was like, you did? And how is it so dry? Well, I dried it. I'm like, get it. I'm like, you do this all the time, kid. I finally sat him down and I was like, listen, let's have a real
talk
about
this. You're going to be
the
smelly kid.
I said, McCartney, what do you get out of having dirty teeth at night or not washing your hair? What's the ultimate prize? I was like, to me, it looks like the ultimate prize is you get to have gross teeth and you get to have stinky hair. Congrats. You got one over on me and mom with your dirty mouth and dirty hair.
Okay,
and
but I got to tell you.
That was like a week and a half ago. Perfect teeth and perfect hair. And they came in last night and they're like, I thought about what you said. I am only screwing myself. Makes no sense. Yeah, true. They're like, I've still got to sit there for 5 minutes and act like I'm brushing my teeth, so I might as well just do it.
Oh, I'll get through half a day of work and be like, oh yeah, I never brushed my teeth today.
Dude, chaps, that's the funny part is like they go to all the trouble to make it seem like they did the thing, and then they realize like, wait, I could have just spent this exact amount of time doing the
probably
thing.
Less.
Probably. Oh, we had a guy in our unit that they had to like literally physically be there to make sure he got in the shower and showered.
Oh yeah, we had several.
A, shout a out grown PNC man, winner, yeah. A grown man.
Too much so, Dr. Yeah, Pepper, Gunny. Yeah.
True.
Unreal. All right, let's move on to Save Rounds and Alibis, which today is going to be brought to you by our good friends at Cross Country Mortgage. We are known for having some strong opinions, some strong takes here. That's the reason why Kate was drafting Jerry Jones's teeth, because we don't believe in pussyfooting around. Either there's Cross Country Mortgage. They're going to get you to the best house at the best price that they possibly can. It's not a bad time to buy a home. A lot of people are saying that. But stocks never go down. Interest rates are going to be a while down. So if that's what you're waiting for, you're going to be waiting for a long period of time. Talk to an expert, because are you really going to save yourself that much money if you're paying somebody else's mortgage instead of your own? It's all things that you have to consider. Make sure that you go to CCM and you're going to have an expert that could talk to you about it instead of some dumb dude wearing a Teddy Roosevelt hat. See if you qualify today. Just visit ccm.com/barstool now. And Cross Country Mortgage LLC, NMLS 309. All loans are subject to underwriting approval. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Let's do some save rounds and alibis. Nick, what do you got, pal?
Yeah, save rounds is we're knocking on the door of 13,000 subscribers on YouTube. So please go over there and subscribe to Zero Block 30. I would appreciate that.
Knock, knocking on.
And then please also, when you see the poll come out for this draft, please make sure to vote. Let us know who you thought had the best team. And yeah, that's it. That's it for me.
All right, Cons.
Beat the UTSA.
Okay. Kate?
Are you ready for some football? It's a football party. I'm ready for some football. I will say, I don't care how old you get, there's something about going to your parents to watch the game or going to an aunt or uncle, like going to like an older person's house. And just sitting there while they bring you pizza rolls and little like oven snacks, you know, God bless. I don't really watch football. I like to sit in the chair and be around it, I guess. But I enjoy the aura of it. I like napping to it. I like eating snacks to it. I like being at the tailgate. I'm always disappointed when it's time to go into the game, but I like it. So I'm really looking forward to the fall.
Let's do this. Your team is playing. Your favorite
Eagles.
Team.
The Eagles
are your ultimate, if that's your ultimate favorite team, they're playing. What's your ideal setup to watching a game that you care about?
To watching it, because when it does get closer to playoffs, like I do get into it. Like I do.
Yeah, you went to New Orleans for it.
Yeah. I actually do care. I'll go to games and travel and stuff. I like whatever. But ideally, in a perfect day, it's perfect weather day. It's crisp, but you don't need a coat. Just like under stuff with your jersey over top. And you know how I like those guys with the Tims and the cigarettes behind their ears and the jersey and the behind the lot.
Paul Malls,
the one earring in that real thin beard. Mm-hmm. Oh, buddy.
The Caesar haircut.
Caesar haircut. Yep. Dumb and Dumber haircut. That's my fucking guy.
Yeah.
Shout
out Nadu. Honestly, you basically just described Nadu.
I actually just saw him the other day. He's back again.
He's right.
I love talking to that guy. I had a great time. Speaking of, what am I talking about? I'm heading right into the thick of it this weekend. I am, Pat's watching the baby. And I'm going to, my cousin is getting married down in Deptford, New Jersey, which if you know Philadelphia, whatever, that's like the Philly of New Jersey kind of. Mm-hmm. And like him and his buddies, like his whole basement, he bought a house, renovated it. The entire basement is like an officially licensed like Philadelphia Eagles bar. Him and his buddies bought a bus. They tricked it out and it's a Philadelphia Eagles bus that goes to the games. People rent it for weddings.
That's awesome.
And all this group is like, I joke about it, but I'm not from, are like the like, yo, go birds. Let's go. You fucking dickheads. Come on.
Bang,
like,
bang, bird gang.
Bang, bang, bird gang. Like that's exactly every guy at this wedding this weekend.
And fuck it is.
And like the funniest, best people. Like I like just really looking forward to this wedding. And plus my family is like, have I mentioned I have a big family before? But it's like the first time in a while that we've all like, we got together down the shore or whatever, but like, it's the first wedding in a while where we're really going to let loose, you know? And this wedding has like 300 something people. Like it's going to be.
Are you planning on time went on?
Oh my God. So at the last few weddings, my son was a lot younger and I was too nervous. So like I went to my one cousin's wedding in Virginia. I drove straight to the wedding. I was like pumping my tits in the parking lot. I was too nervous to get like alcohol in my tit milk, whatever. That's what they're calling it, tit milk.
That is.
Anyway, and I drove home at like 6 a.m. the next morning. Like I didn't stay up with my cousins. This one, feeling better. He's older. I'm picking up my cousin Colleen. She's my age. We're like thick as thieves, two of us. I'm picking her up from the Philly airport at 1 o'clock on Saturday. We're going right to our hotel. I already got the stuff for mimosas. We're going to pregame the wedding.
You already got it. You're prepared. I mean, I was going to say at the end when you're done, but this is the most excited I've heard you.
Yeah,
and
quite
probably
some time.
A year like of doing only Katie stuff because you do Katie mom stuff all the time. I love that you're just
and I love that Katie stuff. That's like my favorite stuff.
You don't have to say. We know. We know you like being a mom, but you're allowed to have a fun time too.
My cousin Colleen, she's also a mom. I'm a mom. We haven't got to like we're sharing a hotel room. Okay, I went all out at the whatever the Marriott. I don't want to brag. The
wow.
But I got a big old room. It's the two of us, just us girls. She's not with her family, not with mine. I plan on smoking at least 7 cigarettes. I'm gonna say. Sorry, I'm rambling.
We're gonna do some preachy goofing.
I mean, maybe I haven't done, and like all my cousins are starting to text me. They're like, you're coming, right? Blah, blah, blah. Like the buzz is starting to get going. Like, and my cousins are so much fun. So I'm this wedding. Congrats to Billy, my cousin Billy. He's a delight. But
you're
it's going to be
her
a banger.
Up Friday, you said? Friday.
And his fiance is a delight as well. Yes. I'm picking her up Saturday.
Oh, okay,
and we're
Saturday.
Cruising right into the wedding from there. We're just fucking going for it. So,
oh, man. So you're just
sorry.
Start...
I'm so excited now that I forgot.
No,
I forgot.
Very
sorry.
Clear
I'm
you
very
are.
Excited
yeah.
for it. So watch very my clear. Instagram story because it's probably going to get weird.
Yeah, I imagine it's going to be one of those ones where it's just like the tiny little ticks at the top where it's just like a million things.
Ding, 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 ding.
Hey, oh, we haven't had Katie drunk slur Instagram in a long time.
Oh, it's coming Saturday night at Kate Barstool. Follow me. Also, like, I wouldn't be surprised if they had the Philadelphia Mummer string band pop into this wedding or if they something big Eagles related, I'm sure will happen. There's always something big. So.
So we had a 10-minute conversation about Kate going to a wedding when I asked what's your perfect scenario for a football game. I'll ask you the same thing.
Yeah, there's no answer. So
wait, you didn't even answer.
Wait, so here's my answer. So it's him and his buddies. It's their bus. It's a perfect fall day. They're having a big tailgate on their bus, which has a bathroom on it, which is huge. And I hang out with my cousins and all my cousins are so much fun. We have like a big family tailgate and there's hoagies and there's all the good food. And then a bunch of them go into the game. But me and some of my other cousins were like, let's just hit up some South Philly bars and rip cigs the rest of the day. And we watch the game peripherally from there. That's ideal.
That's actually not bad because there's so many bars close there in Philly. You can kind of just bounce around. That is, it sounds like a good time. Because I will say, going into an NFL game these days, it's kind of for the birds. Sorry, no pun intended. But it's just better when you're either at home or in your scenario that you just described. I think it's a better viewing experience.
I would go to Barstool Sampson, Philadelphia's Barstool Bar, and they'd be like, oh my God, is that Kate Barstool?
I would include college in that too. Like that's if you actually want to watch the game, doing it on TV is the best place to do it. Unless you're like wanting to watch what the offensive line and defensive line and that kind of shit, and then sitting in the end zone, coach tape view, all that stuff. But if you just want to watch the game, I mean, perfect example, when I went to the Jags playoff game, the last one that they had, and I remember sitting there thinking the game's almost over. I don't know if I could do a recap of this game.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Chash, you're right. And the other thing I mean, obviously I love being at the Army games, but the thing that stinks when you're at a game is I have no idea what else is going on in the world of college football or in the NFL. If you go to an NFL game, you have no idea what's going on with the other games. So you kind of feel isolated in whatever game you're watching. So it's better in that regard too, that you can keep an eye on multiple games when you're at home or at a bar for that matter.
My ideal spot to watch a game in my office completely alone. If it's a, game that I care about, I don't want anyone to talk to me. Like having to go sit by Dave when the Jags played the Patriots in the AFC Championship game, I acted like I enjoyed it. In reality, I wanted to be back home and just sitting there watching it completely quiet, absorbing every replay and seeing everything that was happening. But that's life, I guess. I mean, but stadium, I think, is bottom tier. Like going to the stadium for an NFL game or even college game, unless you want to, like, letting my kids experience what it sounds like when there's a huge crowd pop. And like that feeling is obviously so different at home than away. But other than just viewing, home every time.
You know what, too? Like, my dad likes to watch the games just by himself. And if me and my mom get too chatty, he's like, what are we doing here? What are we here for? But he likes to pace. He needs room to pace like a lion in a zoo. He has to be going back and forth, especially the worst they do. He's like up and moving. He can't do that in a stadium.
And your family can tell when there's a moment that you're really paying attention to. And that's the only time anybody wants, like, what happened here? It's clearly a bit, I don't want to explain the ins and outs of football right now. I just want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Cons, did you have an answer for that one? Or did you
perfect game day? I would say, well, you know, if it's an Army game, certainly I like to be there and tailgate the whole game, be at the game, experience it. But if it were like, you know, another school or an NFL game, I kind of like Kate's idea where it's, you know, a little cooler so I can get a vest going and I can tailgate the whole game.
Put a temperature on it, Cons. How cool are we talking?
Oh, we're talking 54 degrees.
Were going to say 54 is the good. It's the correct answer.
I was going to say 56 for me.
Especially 54. If the sun is shining, because that sun, that makes a difference to where 54 is comfortable to be outside. But maybe you go into the game for the first quarter and then you get to the bars afterwards, after the first quarter. So you can say, okay, I went in for the game for a little bit and now I can watch all the other games at the bar and bounce around a little bit. Like
I also don't like watching games that are already in progress. Like if there's a game, like if I get to a game late in stadium, I'm upset. Like, because you can't feel the momentum. You can't feel what's happened before. And you don't know how they're like setting up the defenses or setting up the offenses for a big play. I can't stand that shit. Nick said he had a question. What do you got, Nikki?
Yeah. So civilian question. Sorry. Civilian question. How do you watch games like while you're serving? Like, is that like a thing? Because I imagine you guys are from all over the the country, oh, right? Yeah. Like, not everyone's from the same area, so everyone has different teams that they like. Is there like
yeah, so there's there's one major channel that they get. It's called AFN, and sometimes there'll be three depending on where you're at in the world. But typically they pick what they say they try to do is have every single team on at some point in the season. But the reality is it's kind of like ESPN or NBC or Fox or whoever. You're going to put the good teams on. So when I lived in Okinawa, I lived there for 4 years. I think I saw the Jags play like three or four times. Other than that, it's like the Patriots, the fucking Jets, the Giants, the NFC East teams are going to be on there all the time, kind of like it is here. But you really get screwed because in Japan, the games start at 2 o'clock in the morning. So you wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and then you're going running at 7 o'clock. So
now a follow up question real quick, Kate. Like if you guys, so like, was there ever a case where someone's like a diehard fan, like where you have like, where you can do like, I know my dad, when he was in the fire department, he was able to do like a mutual, like where someone would take his shift because he had something to do during another shift. Did that exist in the military, or was that like a no-no? Because it's more strict, obviously.
It did exist. Like you could change duties with somebody, but typically you have to get it approved by somebody that you don't want to go talk to. So, it's one of those can things, but you usually don't.
Got it.
But also, too, like in the barracks, guys would just buy the NFL because we all had TVs in our rooms and shit. And guys would just buy the NFL packages. There'd always be that one guy's room that you would open the door and there'd be like 50, like the local, like the barracks, like duty hut would have TVs and they'd be like, come watch the game here. And nobody really would, but there'd be one dude's room packed with like 80 people with microwave nachos. And then once we got more familiar, like we were like corporals and like NCOs, we would go out in town to like it was the best in Oceanside, California. The games would be at like 10 in the morning because you're in California. Mm-hmm. So you'd be outside on this beautiful outdoor bar by the ocean having watching the Eagles.
Burrito and a mimosa.
Having brunch, watching the game was the fucking best. And then like in transplant cities, like military cities, usually your team will have a bar. So like, I think it was like Plum Crazy in somewhere south of Oceanside. Well, what's that? Pacific Beach that we would all go to.
Didn't we go there, Kate? I think we went to watch an Eagles game.
Yeah, we went. I was probably Plum Crazy. I know that was like the Phillies bar, but they like each team has a bar kind of thing. And that's where you kind of get to start mixing it out in town a little bit, blah, blah, blah. 23-year-old Kate was out and about. All right. But
did you enjoy being out on the West Coast for East Coast games?
Fuck yes, dude. It was
Think, okay, I would think like it'd be okay more so on the back end. So like the Sunday night games not ending super late, but I don't know how I would feel about watching football at 10 a.m.
College there because it's at 9 o'clock in the morning. I feel like that's too much because then you don't 10 o'clock though for a Eastern time kickoff for the 1 o'clock games is so beautiful, man. It's just so beautiful.
We would have our drinks at the bar and then we'd have the whole day ahead of us. But then we'd go to the beach, sober up and be ready for Monday. It was great. It was awesome. Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that's it for the show today. I think that's enough save rounds. We'll fucking see you next week on the retreat.